KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, 69 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 86. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa News, Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers this morning reports that a traffic stop at around 5:15 p.m. Thursday resulted in a woman's arrest on a felony drug charge. 46-year-old Holly Ann Oliphant of Lenox was arrested for felony possession with the intent to deliver 62 grams of a substance believed to be methamphetamine. Oliphant was arrested following the traffic stop at 22nd and Tarkio Streets in Clarinda for failure to obey a stop sign. During an investigation, the canine RACO alerted to the presence of drugs in the Toyota that Vina Oliphant was operating. Oliphant was arrested without incident and booked into the Page County Jail and held without bond pending her initial appearance before the magistrate. Iowans interested in the results of a DNR study to improve water quality at Prairie Rose Lake Park in Shelby County can view a presentation on the Iowa DNR's YouTube channel. Prairie Rose Lake is on the state's list of impaired waters for high levels of algae and turbidity. The current study, or DNR Water Quality Improvement Plan, shows how these problems are caused by too much phosphorus in the lake. The problems impact recreation on the lake and aquatic life. The plan explores the amounts and sources of phosphorus entering the lake and offers potential solutions to reduce those levels and work toward fixing the problem. The document is designed as a guide for local resource agencies, partners, stakeholders, and residents to improve the lake. The presentation is available now at youtube.com/IowaDNR through September the 8th. The full document can be downloaded on the Iowa DNR's website. Public comments on the plan must be submitted by September the 8th. If you'd like more information, you can see the same story on the news page at kjan.com. And after gathering Iowans' comments, the DNR will forward the final plan, also called by its technical name of Total Maximum Daily Load, to the U.S. EPA for approval. The Atlantic FFA chapter was named the reserve champion team on Monday in the annual Iowa FFA Horse Career Development event that was held at Prairie Rose Arena. FFA advisor and ag education instructor Eric Miller said the Atlantic FFA chapter team included Craig Becker, Carly Henderson, Taylor McCready, and Aspen Nicholson. Miller said the team member Taylor McCready placed fourth, Craig Allen Becker placed seventh, Carly Henderson placed 13th, and Aspen Nicholson placed 21st overall in the individual contest. The team also took home first place in the Reasons and Questions class, with McCready placing as the top individual for the day. FFA teams from 10 chapters participated in this year's career development event, designed to provide the student an opportunity to display their agricultural knowledge and skills in the area of equine science. The 38 individual contestants evaluated halter and performance classes. They also answered questions over the classes and gave oral reasons to explain their placings. A written examination was included along with a team problem-solving competition. The Iowa FFA Horse Career Development event was made possible with the support from Farm Credit Services of America through the Iowa FFA Foundation. The Horse Career Development event was coordinated and held at Prairie Rose Arena in Elkhart, Iowa. The official judge was Sierra Hagedon of Marshalltown. She assisted in the reasons taking by Shiana Vitora, Cameron Norton, and Sierra McCullough, and others. The horses were provided by the Kyle DeFries Show Horses, Hawkinson Quarter Horses, and Terra Gate Stables. Well, the coordinated effort between the Atlantic Police Department and the Salvation Army and Walmart aims to collect school supplies for school children here in Cass County. Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson said for 3 days there will be school supply donation drop box located at the Walmart in Atlantic.
Between August 7th through the 9th, and people can just drop off in the drop-off box any kind of school supplies, whatever they need to get started in school.
And that's again for today through Sunday. And that might include hand sanitizer, notebooks, pencils and pens, highlighters, and so on.
All the proceeds are going to stay here in Cass County, because I'm supposed to pick them up, and then I'll distribute them amongst all the schools.
There will also be some backpacks available. The distribution, Erickson says, will begin around August 20th.
Thank you for ahead of time for everybody that's going to donate and help us out for our kids.
And you can call for more information the Atlantic Police Department at 243-3512. The Connections Area Agency on Aging, dedicated to keeping senior populations safe amid COVID-19, says they offer frozen and self shelf-stable meals that will be delivered to a senior's door. The meals can be ordered in increments of five and delivered on a weekly or biweekly basis. Care packs are also available. That includes toilet paper, paper towels, and non-perishable food items. There is a suggested contribution of $3.75 per meal. All Connections AAA customers are given the opportunity to contribute goods toward the goods and services they receive. If you are or know of a senior in need of meals, contact Connections Area Agency on Aging at 800-432-9209. All items will be prepared and delivered by individuals using face masks and gloves and utilizing the six-foot distance rule. Elsewhere in the news, the Iowa Finance Authority says more people could now be eligible to receive assistance through their COVID-19 eviction and foreclosure prevention program. Spokesperson Ashley Jarrett said those who were ineligible because they received the $600 federal unemployment benefit are now eligible for that program.
So if you have received that benefit in the past, you're now welcome to apply. And even if you applied in the past and were denied because of that benefit, you're more than welcome to reapply to see if you're eligible for rent or mortgage assistance.
She says the program will help those who are having trouble paying for their rent during the pandemic.
So you can get up to $3,200 for up to 4 months of rental assistance, and that is paid directly to your landlord. So they have to log in and just verify your rental amount and that you are indeed a tenant at the apartment or home that you're renting.
And there is help if you own a home.
So if you have a mortgage and you're struggling to make your payment due to a COVID-19 loss of income, we can also assist with that with up to $3,000, again, up to 4 months to that mortgage servicer directly.
And Jared says your eligibility is based on income.
80% of the area median income, and that varies by county and by household size. So in Polk County, for instance, it's roughly $57,000 for a household of two.
Federal unemployment assistance expired at the end of July, and the attempts in Congress to bring it back so far have stalled.
If something passes, we would have to reexamine at that point. But right now, we're just really glad that we're able to open up eligibility to those who have received that assistance in the past.
Jared encourages anyone who may need help to check and see if they are eligible at iowahousingrecovery.com.
About 1,100 have received assistance so far, the large majority of that being renters. We anticipate the homeownership side will come a little later on. Hopefully not, though. Hopefully people are keeping up on their mortgage payments.
Money for the program comes from an allocation made by the governor from the Federal CARES Act. Also, Governor Kim Reynolds says the source of COVID-19 outbreaks will be considered as state officials review school district requests to temporarily shift to remote learning. The guidelines released last week indicate at least 10% of students must be absent in the district, and a rolling 14-day average of COVID-19 tests must show at least 15% of residents in the county or counties in which the district is located must be ill. Seven counties now meet or exceed that 15% threshold. Reynolds says Webster County, with the current 22% positivity rate, shows why it's unlikely the state would approve an online-only option for districts in that particular county.
They have had, as you are very well aware of, an outbreak at the state prison there, and that is in a completely contained environment.
The governor says confirmed outbreaks at businesses or institutions like a state prison are a key metric that may suggest closing a school for 14 days is not the right decision.
The community context will be so important for schools to consider.
And all three, the three districts in Webster County, Fort Dodge, Prairie Valley, and Southeast Webster, should be planning to begin classes in person this month, according to the governor.
I think that they should make every effort to get those kids back to school. We've listed so many reasons why it is so important. We have kids that are practicing football right now, and they're figuring out a way to do it safely and responsibly.
Reynolds indicated teachers and school staff should be allowed to work if they've been around someone who tested positive for the virus but are not showing symptoms.
I think it's the guidelines that we followed all along for essential workforce determined by the federal guidelines, and our teachers absolutely fall into essential workforce.
Dr. Caitlin Padotti, the state medical director, said if there are teacher shortages, teachers may volunteer to work, even if they've been potentially exposed to COVID.
We can do things to safely allow some of those critical workers to return to roles, but it includes things like monitoring of symptoms and temperature twice a day, using a face mask.
However, students with or without symptoms will be asked to quarantine for 14 days if they've been around someone who tests positive for COVID. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.